I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday. College basketball tonight at Viejas Arena. The University of St. Catherine Firebirds against the San Diego State Aztecs. The last time the teams met in 2013, Aztecs won 118-35. Now, the school is a little bigger. It's moved from Encinitas to San Marcos since then. They actually went 3 years where they didn't play basketball at all, and then they brought the program back. They've played a couple of other games already this season. Lost 92-55 to UC Santa Barbara. They lost 95-47 to Southern Utah. So the Aztecs should be solid 50 to 60 point favorites if you can find the game anywhere on a Vegas line board tonight. You probably can't, but
no.
But that's what's going on tonight. It's fascinating, though. I mean, they just drive around playing games.
Let's do our own. Let's set our own.
Set our own line.
And everybody puts in. We don't really have a house, but. What would be the line?
I'm going to say Aztecs by 59 and a half.
So St. Catharines plus 59 and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you take? San Diego State or St. Catherine?
Plus 59 and a half. So
60 points.
Tip off, it's 59 and a half to nothing.
Right. And the Aztecs have to come back and win that game.
I'm going
to
take St. Catharines.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take San Diego State.
Okay.
Put $5 on it.
How? All right, $5.
You $5?
Yeah,
all right.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Me against you.
All right, good.
Boom, there we go.
All right, I'll take St. Catharines.
The bet is underway.
59 and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had some good, decent college basketball last night. The Blue Bloods were playing Michigan State, Duke, Kentucky, Kansas. We got the biggest bait and switch in history. The Maui Invitational is being played in Asheville, North Carolina.
It kills me every day.
It really is one of those only in 2020 things. Hey, we're in the Maui Invitational, everybody. We're going to North Carolina.
Asheville. This doesn't look like Maui, everybody.
Coach comes into the locker room. Good news, boys. Couple weeks, we are going to be playing in the Maui Invitational this year. They're all pumped.
In Asheville. Mahalo, everybody.
They actually have Maui, like, on the court.
God, stop. Jeez, dude. It's terrible.
This is not Lahaina Town.
No, it is not.
All right. So, Woodsy.
Yeah.
It is time.
Been a while.
Share a story. Yeah, we used to do this every week, but it's been a while since we dove right down in to a rabbit hole.
Oh, I got a good one.
Time to go inside the mind of Stephen Woods. Let's see what dark and twisted rabbit hole our old pal Woods discovered on the internet yesterday. It's Woodsy's Wednesday Rabbit Hole on 97.3 The
This Fair. One does sound dark and twisted based on the tease that you offered me.
It really is. And, you know, we're no stranger to baseball scandals, right? There's been scandals throughout the great game since its inception. You know, the Black Sox scandal, we most recently had the Astros cheating scandal. There's been the doping scandal. Here's one that I was fairly unfamiliar with, but it definitely caught my eye. Anybody familiar with the Pittsburgh drug trials of 1985? Kind of a catalyst for Major League Baseball's related cocaine scandal. There were several current and former members of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dale Berra, Yogi Berra's son, played for the Pirates, Lee Lacy, Lee Mazzilli, Dave Parker, who was an MVP, and Rod Scurry. And then there were other notable major league players, Willie Akins, Vida Blue, Keith Hernandez, Alan Wiggins, Tim Raines, Lonnie Smith. Big names in the game of baseball, Ben, when you and I were coming up.
Yeah, Alan Wiggins, critical member of the 1984 Padres National League Championship team, was the base stealer that set the table for Tony Gwynn and Steve Garvey all season long.
So these drug trials started in Pittsburgh in September of 1985. And 11 players officially suspended, but they were all of the suspensions actually were commuted in exchange for fines, drug testing, community service, things of that nature. They were basically granted immunity because what the FBI wanted to know is, where did you guys get all of this blow? All of you, essentially you Pittsburgh Pirates, how was your entire team in 1980, 1981 addicted to cocaine? How did you guys get it? You guys were using it during games? How did that go? Like, what was that about? So that drug exploded onto the scene in Pittsburgh in about 1979. Just so happens, Pittsburgh Pirates won the World Series in 1979. 1980, it just went haywire. So there's a short on ESPN. There's a short 30 for 30 about the Pittsburgh drug trials. There was also a Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel from back in the day. Check this.
In 1984, the FBI received a tip about a drug deal involving a pirate, so they traveled to Pittsburgh to interview some of the players. Among the first people they spoke with was the pitcher for whom Schiffman and Coke had provided the most cocaine.
Coke, by
Rod Scurry.
So at the conclusion of that interview, we had a list of the drug dealers and a list of the professional baseball players to whom they were selling cocaine.
Wells Morrison was the FBI special agent who conducted the interview.
And every ball player that we spoke with identified additional ball players who were also using cocaine.
Some agents met me getting off the plane. They said, you know, we know everything that we need to know.
Were you surprised at how much they knew?
Yeah, I was really shocked.
So let me paint the scene for you. We're talking 1980, 1981 in Pittsburgh. Pretty good team, just coming off the World Series a year or so before. There was a guy that worked in the organization that would supply cocaine to all of the Pirates players. That man was none other than Kevin Coke, spelled Koch, but it was Coke. It's weird he went into that, like me being a lumberjack. Kevin Coke was the Pirate Parrot. He was the mascot at Three River Stadium. He was the Friar. Running around, doing goofy stuff, doing backflips, dancing on the dugout. He was the Coke dealer for all the Pittsburgh Pirates. So the way it worked was this. They would go to him and they'd say, hey, can you bring, you know, a couple grams to tomorrow night's game? And he'd say, yeah, no problem. He would call his buddy, Dale Schiffman. They lived by each other, grew up together. Dale would go score it, give it to Kevin Coke, the mascot, who would just drop it off to the Pirates before a game, during a game. After a game, these guys, it grabbed them. I mean, it grabbed a bunch of them. In fact, it killed Rod Scurry. Rod Scurry, when he was coming up, was supposed to be one of the better pitchers in baseball. Lefty, threw gas, had a huge curve, and it got him. It killed him at 36 years old. One of the gnarliest stories I read about in this rabbit hole that I was in was, at one point, a drug dealer answered his door, and Rod Scurry was standing at the front door. Now, that wasn't very rare. That happened a lot. The drug dealer went into the next room, Ben, to procure the drugs for Rod Scurry, then realized, wait a minute, the Pirates are playing right now. He looked out, and there's Rod Scurry, Pittsburgh Pirate, like he pitched out of the bullpen, was watching the game on television. He went AWOL from the game to go get drugs. He left the game to go get drugs.
That's probably not getting in today.
That's how bad it was. He was sitting on the couch watching a game in which he was supposed to be in the bullpen because that's how bad he was hooked on this stuff. But the crazy part was this. So these two guys, Coke and Schiffman, they weren't really, you're going to think they were drug dealers. They were more of just drug procurers. They wanted to be in the lifestyle.
Nothing
more than middlemen. Now, all of the players ratted those guys out. Those guys all went to prison. I think 7 guys went to prison. None of the players went to prison.
Even Dave the Cobra Parker. That guy's named the Cobra, don't rat.
Even Dave, yeah. Even, well, you heard his piece in that. He's like, they said they knew everybody and they knew everything already. But I'm telling you, there's a book, and I ordered it off Amazon. I was fascinated by this story. It's crazy. One guy actually ended up liking the lifestyle so much. His main goal was not to make money, not to be a big shot. He just liked hanging out with ball players. So he started going to Miami to smuggle cocaine up from Miami just so they had cocaine all the time. In my mind, here's what I thought of. You did all that to hang out with Rod Scurry and Dale Barra? Like, that was so exciting for you in the time. But, these guys grew up in Pittsburgh. They loved being around the guys. And when the guys started asking them for blow all the time, it was kind of their ticket in to being one of the boys and getting to hang out with guys that they considered their heroes. It is gnarly. But all those guys went to prison. None of the players went to prison. Fascinating, fascinating story.
The 1980s were a very weird time. I mean, you're a Yankees fan. You remember Steve Howe.
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Like seven.
He suspended?
Rod Scurry ended up going to the Yankees, too, after his Pirates stint. I mean, he at 36 years old, died. He came to a head here in San Diego to play the Padres. He had done so much cocaine, 20 grams in 2 days. He tore his television apart in a hotel room here, and they ended up sending him to rehab. But they didn't know the dangers really of it back then, and it just grabbed him. And it grabbed him and ended up killing him and really damaging the lives of some other people. But oh my God, man, this story and just how weird it got, how many drugs were going through the National League, they said. And they said it went coast to coast. I mean, it was no stranger here, Alan Wiggins. Probably a lot more guys, too.
Yeah.
A weird, weird time.
And Alan Wiggins ended up, he passed away in 1991.
Yeah.
I remember
how
devastated I was. One of my favorite players from that 1984 team. Plus, his last name rhymed with mine, so that obviously resonated with an 8-year-old Ben Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Wiggins was stealing bases at a record clip for the Padres.
So there's a book I ordered. I'm going to stay in this rabbit hole because it's called The Pittsburgh Cocaine 7, How a Ragtag Group of Fans Took the Fall for Major League Baseball. Basically, these dudes were jock sniffers, Ben. They just wanted to be around the guys, and their ticket in was, yeah, you bring some blow, you can come hang out with us. And they ended up taking the fall for their heroes. Crazy, crazy story.
Although I'm pretty sure the San Diego Chicken was not supplying Alan Wiggins.
Well, as far as you know, but again,
maybe with eggs.
This guy, Kevin Koch, I still can't get over it, being the mascot and kind of the main delivery guy. It's fascinating to me. There you go. There's your rabbit hole.
Bob Heroin.
Paul Weed.
Rindle Paul.
Thank you very much. Good rabbit hole, Woodsy.
Thank you very much.
Especially for younger baseball fans. Don't know how wild things got.
Crazy.
Back in the 70s and 80s in Major League Baseball. It's kind of a wonder that... Now, they've... I don't want to say they've cleaned up the sport. They certainly have cleaned it up in certain ways. But in many ways, they just transitioned away from cocaine to things like amphetamines, greenies.
Oh, those were still there. They
things
said
that
those
continue
were,
to be used yeah. after. You know, they didn't clean those entirely out of the game. They continue to be an issue even, you know, to today. There's just another way that they got their fix and their
yep.
their high for games. But back then, it was cocaine, and it was a serious problem.
It was everywhere. They asked one of the dealers, or the middlemen, out of the 25 guys on the roster, how many of them were using on a daily basis? He said, 17? 17 out of 25 players were all using. Like, and they won. Like, they won a lot of games. They were a really, really good team. But, oh, my Lord, man, it was pretty gnarly.
We have a old friend of the program checking in when we come back. Head coach of the USD Torero, Sam Scholl. His team is not the only one dealing with COVID, obviously, but they had to stop the whole program. And now getting started up again and getting ready to face UCLA in a couple of days. What is it like dealing with a college basketball program here in 2020 with all the restrictions and all the protocols that you've got to go through? Sam's going to be with us, and we'll talk about his team and what they're doing right now. That is coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danik.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.